What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Now, when I do these episodes, guys, like I normally have some notes, right? I've got notes on my Mac and I refer to them and I read from them. But only like little points, you know what I mean? It's not all fucking scripted out. Shit, man, that'd take too long. It's not all scripted out, but it's just like points about what I want to speak about. But in this episode, I've got no notes, like nothing. No notes at all. So I just wanted this to be really authentic and raw to a sense. So we are going to be speaking about emotions and blood glucose. But I wanted to just be authentic, really, with no notes, yeah? So as I always say, guys, if you do get value from this episode and my podcast in general, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, so it can help me reach more Type 1s and positively impact our community. And also feel free to screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Type1_Tom. You'll be doing me a solid as well, because this year in 2021, I have a goal of getting in the top 10 podcasts for Type 1 diabetics. So the more kind of good value I give like this and the more you guys help me, the more we're going to together achieve that goal. Yeah, and I like to think that I'm going to be giving enough value out on these episodes that it's worth sharing, isn't it? And it's worth giving comments. But anyway, guys, without further ado, let's get into this episode today. So emotions and blood glucose levels. Now, what sparked me to do this episode is a therapy session that I had yesterday. Now, this episode, I'm not going to be giving any actionable tips. Yeah, I'm not going to give you a solution for anything. I'm just going to share an experience from myself from yesterday with you, and you can kind of take what you will from it. So yesterday I had a therapy session. If you're keeping on with my podcast and following my journey, you'll know that kind of a few months back I decided I wanted to be better and figure myself out a little bit more. And one of those things was getting a therapist, something I should have done a while ago. But I was standing in my own way, so kind of stepped out my own way and had a therapy session. I had a couple of sessions or so. And it's hard to describe like how it made me feel. Like, I did do a post about this, and I appreciate everyone that commented on the post. It's hard to describe like how it made me feel. But one thing I want to relate this to is blood glucose. So it was a 60-minute session, and I kept like checking my glucose levels, keeping an eye on them, because I understand that emotions, and this is something I want all you guys to understand, emotions can have an impact on your glucose levels. It can cause you to spike a lot of the time. It can cause you to drop sometimes. Like, more often than not, it causes you to spike. So during this session with my therapist, I was just keeping an eye on my glucose levels, and they were staying pretty flat. They were staying pretty flat until we ended. Then I started to get a bit of a spike. Yeah. So that's kind of as deep into that as I want to go. Yeah. Is that, like I say, no notes on this, so you'll have to bear with me. After the session, I started to get a bit of a spike. And it was probably like, I don't know whether it was probably from emotions, but I can't tell you what emotions that I was feeling. And guys, I just want to bring awareness to this, really, because you may notice this if you've ever, say, had an argument with someone, felt upset. Girls, when it's time of the month, you'll notice this. And this will have an impact on your glucose levels. It tends to spike because it puts us in a stress situation, yeah, when we feel emotions and stuff, whether that be stress or something else, upset, sadness, frustration. And it can, for us as type 1s, it can impact our glucose levels because it puts our body into a kind of fight or flight situation, if you like, and that'll make your body release cortisol, and it will also do a bit of a glucose dump from your liver. Yeah. Things like exercise are the similar thing to this as well. Stress, it's stress upon your body, but a little bit different than emotions. So I just kind of want you guys to be aware of this, because one of the most frustrating things I think that can happen to us as type ones is we can have all the controllables controlled. And by that I mean our basal rate correct, our insulin to carb ratio correct, our carb count. And we can be bang on with everything, but sometimes if we experience something and it causes some sort of thought, and then a thought leads into an emotion, that can have an impact on our glucose levels and cause us to spike. And that's the most frustrating thing, guys, because we can't plan for that. You can't plan for your emotions, and it's all right saying, yeah, just sort them out. You can't, can you? Like, we can... Planning is key. Planning and routine is key to blood glucose control. Yeah, to having good blood glucose control, planning and routine is key. And we can plan so much and have a routine in so much, whether that be our food, exercise, sleep, like I've spoke about before. And we could have everything right, and we could have good blood glucose levels throughout the day. And then something happens that triggers an emotion in us, like with me in my therapy session yesterday, or it could be an argument with someone, anything, and it can cause us to spike, and it can really start to piss us off. But I just want to make you guys aware of this, because these actually in that situation, that's why I said in this episode, I can't give you a solution to this, because honestly, there isn't a solution to it. Like, if you get an emotion, you get an emotion. If it causes a spike in your glucose levels, it causes a spike. The only thing that you can do then is do a correction. You can't plan that you're going to get that emotion, right? So, guys on the live, if this is making sense, leave me a blue heart in the comments. Stick me a blue heart in the comments. So, like I said, there's no notes on this. I just wanted to come on, and I just wanted to make you guys aware that there's a few things with type 1. There's only a very few things that we can't control. A lot we can control, yeah? A lot we can control, like what we eat, our education on it, carb counting, some of the other things that go into it, do you know what I mean? Insulin to carb ratio, how much insulin we're giving. Like, we can give, we can, like, fucking control a lot. But there's a few things, and I'm big on this, because when someone says to me, I don't know the reason that I spiked, there's always a reason, guys. And a lot of the time, it comes down to something to do with the management side of things. But some of the time, it comes down to something that is kind of uncontrollable. And that could be something like this. Could be something like emotions, right? And like I say, there's no way... I can't give you anything to say, this is going to stop your spike when you feel an emotion. Because you can't fucking plan for that. It's not going to happen. The only thing you can do, like with a lot of things with type 1s, is correct after. Do you know what I mean? After something's happened. Because you can't plan in your day. Right, at 12 p.m, I'm going to get an emotion. I'm going to feel dead fucking angry. So I know if I'm on a pump a couple hours before at 10, I need to pump my basal insulin up. It doesn't fucking work like that, does it? Or if you're on pens, I need to give a bolus. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. And there is only a few things like this for us as type 1s. And emotions is one of them. So really, guys, I just wanted to make you aware that sometimes you can be controlling everything you can. Like I said, your basal insulin's dialed in, you're eating well, you've got your insulin to carb ratio right, you're sleeping well, you're exercising, you're getting your steps in, but then something comes out the fucking woodwork and just kicks you in the dick. Or I was going to say something to the females then, but fuck it, kicks you in the biff, yeah? Or kicks you in the dick. Something can do that, and it can just cause a spike in your levels, throw you off track, and then you're stuck there thinking, this is the thing about this as well, yeah? Check this. Like, you're stuck there thinking, worrying about whatever the emotion was or whatever caused the spike, and then you see that spike and you're like, fucking hell. And you start getting frustrated with that, and then you've got the frustration or the trigger from the emotion, and then you've got your frustration from the spike. And can you imagine how they're feeding each other in your body? How they're feeding each other and causing you to spike? And guys, I've had this before. I've had times when I've done this, and I've give correction after correction, and it seemed like it's not doing anything. And that's probably because I've got myself in that much of a state. I've got myself that stressed out and that fucking run down with thoughts and emotions that it seems like insulin isn't working. And this is quite a normal thing, do you know what I mean, to happen. Oh, hopefully it's not happening all the time to you guys, but that's quite a normal thing. And there's no real solution to that, is there? There's no real solution. So that's just something I want to make you aware of. Shit, my cat's just come out from, right? My cat, you're about to see my cat walk out. Ricky, what the hell are you doing behind there? I've not actually showed you guys Ricky. Don't scratch me. This is Ricky, my cat, everyone. Ricky, look at the camera. Look. What you doing? Sorry, guys, on the podcast. My cat's just come out from behind my curtain. So I'm just showing him. Go on, mate. That fucking shit me up there. He just popped his head round. God. So anyway, I'm going to keep that in the podcast. We should keep that in the podcast, shouldn't we? Anyway, back to it. So yeah, I just want to make you guys aware that sometimes emotions is one of the things that we can't really control. And I don't want you guys, I want you guys to be aware, and I don't want you guys getting stressed out and causing yourself more stress and more emotions when emotion hits and you get a spike, yeah? Say, this may not be one of the best episodes. There's no tangible, actionable tips in it. But I just did want to make you aware. And it's come off the cuff from me feeling a weird lot of fucking emotions yesterday after my therapy session and then getting that sort of spike. And I was like, you know what? This morning, and I'll be honest with you guys, like that took a lot out of me, that session yesterday. And this morning, when I woke up and sat at my desk and planned my day, like, I was like, right, I've got a goal of getting 10 podcast episodes in this month, yeah? And I sat down and I sat here like this planning my day and I was like, honestly, I don't really feel like doing a podcast episode today. I'm not even sure. I felt like my creative energy was a bit zapped, probably because I used that much energy yesterday in my therapy session. So I was sat here and I'm like, I need to do one because I've got a goal of getting 10 this month in, right? But I didn't know what I was going to speak about. And then I'm searching through my head and I was just like, why don't I just speak about what's going through my head in terms of the therapy session and the emotions and stuff and my experience with my blood glucose. And hopefully that'll give you guys some awareness. Like I said, it's more of an awareness episode, some awareness, but also let you know that it's normal to get a spike. It's normal to feel emotions, isn't it? And it's normal for them to cause a spike or impact your blood glucose in some way. And I just don't want you guys stressing out when that happens, because that's just going to make shit even worse. So guys, that's just about it on this episode. Yeah. I thank you for listening. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Like, if you guys listen to this episode and you want to reach out to me, and have a chat about maybe a time that you've experienced a spike or some change or abnormality in your glucose levels when you've experienced some sort of situation or emotion, feel free to do so. That'll be interesting to know what you guys notice in terms of emotions as well. So guys, again, please leave me a rating and a review if you got value from this episode or you get value from my podcast. And until... Sorry, I was just interrupted there through Ricky meowing. Basically telling me he wants to fucking go out. He's got such a girly meow, man. Yeah, so guys, anyway, I'm sorry you guys on the podcast can't see Ricky. He's a little shit, but he's cute as fuck. So yeah, I hope you have a mega day, guys. At least we ended on a funny note, eh? And until the next episode, take it easy. I appreciate you. Thank you. Love you. Peace.